Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble,
President Obama helps millions of Americans get the health care.
In the secret of his cabinet, he hides me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
I'm never going to forget it. The college just wasn't in the cards for me. This job.
Wrong about me. I offered sacrifice of joy. I would sing, yay. I would sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart say unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, when the Lord would take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. Amen. I just read Psalm 20, number 27, number 7.
God bless you for that reading, Mary. I'm going to say to you tonight, Mary read the 27 number Psalm. And you should listen to what she read, because it's a blessing for those that listen tonight as we cross over with our ancestors tonight. And it's a blessing for them that listening. This is from old ancestors tonight. We are praying for the lost loved ones tonight, and if we cross over to ancestors, Ashe. You got somebody that you need to that's called, so let me know. God bless you. God bless you today. God bless you today that came tonight. Mary, I thank you for reading that 27 number Psalm tonight. This is crossing over with ancestors. And I wanted to get that in because somebody's going to do something tonight. But I want to say to you tonight, I got some scriptures here. I want a breakthrough for you. And as I get a breakthrough, this is where I'm going to read this here for you. This is, I hope you got the Bibles. This is Saint John 11, 1-44. And this is St. Luke 14:46, where Lazarus had died, and Jesus brought him back. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And tonight, as we talk to our ancestors, and as we get clarity on what's going on with us tonight, and where we go from here, so much evil going on in the land. So much of master trickery on the land. And you can't afford to be caught up in what the devil is trying to put on you. I want to say to you, some of you, I don't know that the miracles of Jesus, I don't know if you may get the book, The Miracle of Jesus, or not. I told you that you need The Miracle of Jesus, the book. I wrote this book a couple of months ago, The Miracles of Jesus. Some people got it, some people didn't get it. But this was the last thing I said in the revival. Some of you didn't come to the revival. And it was online. All you had to do is just get on your computer and get online. And this is one of the things I said, the last thing I asked for you to write 7 things that you want done with the spirit realm. Write it and mail it. Mail it to my post office box. I ain't no need to text it to me or faxing it. I want you to mail it. It's something about when you put it out there, it's going to come back. Mail it to Bishop Turner. Mail it to the Seed Abraham. Post office box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. And I want you to mail that to me. When you mail that to me, I want you to write 7 things. That was the last one. If you listen to the revival, I told you to set your altar up at home. I think the first thing I said is set your water up. I hope, Pearl, you got your water up. Francis, I hope you got your water up. Thank you. Ned, I hope you got your water up. Thank you, kind spirit. And I want to tell you, as we cross over tonight, we want you to get where this month, going into next month and this month, where you'll be clear on what's happening. I hope you got your pencil and paper, because I'm going to give out some scripture tonight, and you need to read what to be clear on what God's doing for you. I crossed over with some people today that came over, and be surprised what they found out. So I want to say to you, sometimes you have to be evil with the forces of good. You know, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. It's so much to eat going on. I'm praying for you, Sister Milton up in Minnesota. Sam, I'm praying for you. Bright Star, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call, it's a blessing, and it's a door will be open for you. John, St. John 11, 1 and 44, put that down. St. Luke chapter 7, verse 11-17. That would be a blessing. If you got to meet your plans, go to my website, thecdavidangelslight.com. Go to my homepage. PayPal. Now, if you want to cash out, go to money sign Bishop T, and you'll get a job. You do that right away. I want to tell you tonight, God have a blessing for you, but this is what I said. A lady called me and asked me to get her a message about some of the loved ones. I gave it to her. And I want to tell you, you have not because you asked not. Now, if you need to know something as I cross over, I want to say this. We're going to find more mass graves over there in Premier. In every town that was bombed, you're going to find mass graves. Mass murder that's going on. Hitler killed 6 million people. This man killed over 6 million if you want to watch. Okay, I just want to say that. But I want to say to you tonight, get ready for a blessing and read that Psalm 27 the rest of this month. I'm praying for you tonight to get the finance. I'm praying that you can't be the ancestor and God giving you what you need. I'm praying that you get tonight what you really need where you can be like you want to be. I think it's important for you to understand that God got something special for you and you got to be able to get it. And you can't get it if you don't know about it, okay? You got to know what God got for you and you got to know what God is saying to you. And when God says something to you, you got to get it quick, fast, and somebody says in a hurry. So God's going to do it quick, fast, in a hurry. And God, he know your name, your address, and know where you at. I want to pray tonight for them that lost loved ones. Father God, we come tonight for healing. We come tonight for you to touch every man, every woman. We come tonight to ask you to deliver peace and love to our family. Some of us all crossed up and messed up. But God, we know you know.
He knows my name.
As
he knows my name.
It's going to be. Know your name, you know your problem. Exodus 14:14, Hebrews 11:1, Exodus 23:20, the angel and the ancestors are going to bring you the economics that you want. M-U-S-A, I want that spirit of finance to go with you, but I want you to have faith in God. As I cross over, I see a lot of things happening going on. Vera, I'm praying for you tonight. Ask me to pray.
And oh, how he shall be.
Yvonne, I'm praying for you. Yvonne, I seen the day in Chicago over the Holy Cross. I'm praying for you, Yvonne. You're doing a good job, Yvonne. God bless you. Mary Hawkins, thank you for leading. It was very strong, very positive. I got 3 calls already. They enjoy reading the 27 on my phone.
And oh, how you comfort me.
You have not.
And oh, because
you have not.
Yet it still amazes me.
Now, this is what I want to say tonight as you were clinging that throne. Moses was 40 years old when he left Egypt. When he got to Mount Sinai, he was When he went through the, he was 40 when he left Egypt, when they put him out of Egypt. Couldn't kill him because God had him. When he got to Mount Sinai, he was 40. So he was 80 years old on his way back to Egypt to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. The reason I said that tonight, some of you are caught up, and you're caught up in materialistic, you're caught up and don't know how to get yourself out of what you're in. And some of you all no guidance, no direction. We have got beasts raping women, killing, and don't know what's happening. The spirit of Abaddon is a spirit of evil. And the spirit of Abaddon is a spirit that kills and hates. But like I said, God's able to turn the stuff around. I think I was talking to Brother White, he was just saying how what's going on. Some of the stuff I had prophesied that will happen, happen. So get ready. I think 20 people, no, it was 123 people died in the hurricane that's down in Florida that happened. And I told you, get ready because it's coming to hit Mexico, or hit the Gulf, it's coming back. So you have to get ready for that. So one of the things I'm saying tonight, Matthew 5 and 7, write this down. Sometimes you got to remember what God is saying to you. I remember what God got for you and what God want to do with you. Because God want to take you to that next level. I say. As we cross over with our ancestors, I feel our ancestors is teaching us a lesson that we have to depend on them in order to go to the next level. When we read about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the Bible, and God said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God was letting Moses know, I'm the God of your ancestors. So your ancestors do mean something, whether you know it or not. I say. But once you understand that how to call your ancestors and how to do with that, it'll be a door opener for you. I'm praying tonight for them that have lost their way, and you don't know you lost the way. You know, so much going on. People on alcohol, people on drugs. People have lost the God conscious. See, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. And when you're spiritual, you're God conscious. So the God in the universe will relate to you. You know, every time a flood or storm comes, you know the animals, the birds fly away. How do you know that? Because they connected. You know, when I was in New Orleans and we were getting with Katrina, I know there was something wrong because I didn't see a bird. I didn't see an animal. I said, something happened. I got to get up out of here. Sometimes you have to pay attention to what nature is. You have to pay attention to what the tree is saying. Are y'all on him? You got to pay attention. How God sends voices, angels. How God sends angels to see about you, but you're so stubborn and so stuck on your way, you can't listen to what God's going to give you. And God want to give you a blessing where you'll be able to bless somebody else. I got some scripture here that I wrote down. I told you if you got a need. Now, let me say that again. If you want my book, Mary, I don't know, Pearl, did you get it? Rena, I don't know, did you get it? It's called The Miracles of Jesus. I'll mail it to you. You text me your address, and I will mail this to you. The Miracles of Jesus, just plant a seed in the ministry. This is a Bible book. It's full of Bible quotes in there. And it's full of forces. It's got the three angels on the back of the pyramid and the Ark of the Covenant. And on the inside, it's got the miracles of Jesus. And Everyone needs this book in your library. Lord, I'm going to give you a prophecy in the book. I'm going to put something out just for you, for you all in the book, okay? Now, what I'm saying to you tonight, Mary, you ought to be got this book. I don't know how come you ain't got prayer. You have. But, you know, you have to wait. Sometimes you have to wait. And I want to tell you, Milton, you should have this book, too. And right down in Mississippi, I don't know where you ain't got the book. The name of the book, out of the book, it's called The Miracles of Jesus. Thank you. And I don't know why, Sam, you ain't got it. I don't know why, Lisa, you ain't got The Miracles of Jesus. You should have it. Thank you, Sam, please. But tonight, I want to say this. Moses did more miracles than anybody because the ancestors and the angels came. In all the book of the Bible, he did more miracles. Crossed the Red Sea, pillar of fire. And but he was 80 years old when he went back to Egypt. And he was 100 and something when he left and went back to Mount Sinai. Now, he was 80 when he seen the burning bush. And when I ask you, and some people don't like to answer what I said, what is your assignment? What you talking about, Bishop? What have God assigned you to do? To sit at home, watch TV? Or to complain? Sometimes you got to get away from a family member and go on and do your thing and come back and help them. Sometimes you can't help them when you're around them because they too jealous and talk too much. Sometimes you have to get out of their way for God to bless you. And when God tells you something, it's just what it is. St. Matthew 13:8, that Spirit just brought me that. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12-14. I'm talking about crossing over tonight. Oh, I got a message to you, John. And you asked me earlier before the show started what you should be doing if you're straight and you wanted to know what did your ancestors say about you. I'm gonna take the lady. Elizabeth talking to me and telling me that you have to go on and do what you went to school for and don't get caught up with your friends because your friends drank and party and your ancestors want you to be successful. You will be successful if you get away. Two young ladies that every time they see you, they want to go. They want to go bar hopping, cafe hopping, but your ancestors said, either that's going to come to a bad end. I shake. Thank you, Time Spirit. That's what your ancestors said. I want to say this to you tonight. If you got a need, God will give you what you want and the need. Somebody tonight need a financial breakthrough. And I'm praying for that financial breakthrough. In the name of the Almighty God, I do call all the ancestors and all the spirits. I call the spirit of Master Musa, who is the richest man in the world, and to bring a blessing to everyone listening tonight, whatever they need, a financial blessing, because all blessings flow from God. In the book of Amos, I was reading the book of Amos, Amos chapter 5, 15-18, and I had right there for Amos. I want you to read that. That's going to be a breakthrough for some people. And Amos chapter 4, verse 9 through 1 through 22. Get ready for in Genesis chapter 48, verse 13. Put this down. It might not mean nothing to you now. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 23. And as that comes, it's going to be a blessing for you. And I want to tell you tonight, you can't beat God doing nothing. You can't beat God blessing you. You reason you have not because you ask not. I want to know what you ask God for today and what you want God to do for you. Because God got what you want. See, your name resonates with God. And when your name resonates with God, things click. Okay, Clara, I got you on there. What you are asking me. No, I want to say this to you, Clara. This is something your father and mother standing around you to you. All is well, and you'll get through that little surgery you got. It'll be all right. Thank you, kind spirit. That's what you wanted to know, right? That happened. If you got a need, if you want to ask a question, please. Press 1, your hand will come up. I know you got a question. Put your hand up. Mayor Hawking, your hand up. What you want to ask? Put your hand up.
Whatever you got to tell me.
Huh?
Whatever you got to tell me.
Well, I want to tell you this, what you might know. Because of your paper, sometimes, I want to ask you this in, sometimes you see somebody looking over your shoulders. You look back, you don't see them.
Yeah.
That's your mother spirit. And this is what she told me to tell you. I say. Don't worry about other folks, because they're going to do what they want to do. And she told me she wants you to complete what you said you wanted to do. St. Matthew 14, chapter 14, verse 14 to 21. Read that. I'm just seeing what happened. I want to ask you this. She is a young baby. Somebody got a young baby.
Your voice going in and out. I can't hardly hear you from the beginning, but your voice was going in and out.
Okay. That was St. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14 through 21. Okay. That's what you need to read out. You'll get your answer. St. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14. Chapter 14, verse 14 through 21. Thank you, kind spirit. That's that. I want to share this with those that some of you don't know. We're going into the month of Halloween, and Halloween is when they go and put on different costumes. And, you know, you put a witch costume on, that spirit come to you. People go to the graveyard and get stuff out the graveyard. They get it, but they don't have to send it back. Okay? Let me say it again. Call all these spirits. And these spirits, murdering spirits, they don't know how to call them back. Okay? So, watch what you buy your kids to wear come out Halloween. Watch what you bring into your house called Halloween. Because those spirits that you bring in there, if you don't know how to dismiss them, they will stay in there. And they will raise hell with you and maybe kill you or have something happen to you. So it's important, I told you, stop being religious and be spiritual. See? And if you're going to say, I want the mass of this mass killer. All you're doing is bringing his spirit back to you, and that spirit will mess with you. That's what's happening. You're bringing that spirit right back in your heart, putting it on your children. They're acting like witches and warlocks. Why? Because I'm going to get to that costume was pretty. And it might be a costume of death and doom. Okay? So what I'm saying, Halloween about. See? And some of you don't know what it's really about. When it's about resurrecting the ancestors, and it's about getting ready to go to the next level. But you see, you go out there spend $500 costume with a man, that costume, you got killed a lot of folks, or you're a demon. You got a demon, you done brought a demon in your house. Brought a demon in your house. You don't know why you can't rest. You don't know why you have a nightmare. Because you got the wrong spirit in the house. Now, I'm the Halloween. Okay. And Halloween is about, it's a pig holiday. It's a pagan holiday. Okay. It's not a religious holiday. It really is a spiritual to connect with the spirit of the ancestors. But you go out there and get a costume. Oh, I like that. And you get that, you bring that home, bring it to your children, they act up, and it bring a lot of death and destruction. Now, going through the, we're going to hear so much of cars, I see a train having, flipping over, I see a plane falling. But you're going to hear about so many accidents, people going down the wrong way on the highway. Now, you're going to see that. I'm telling you that because they calling these spirits out of the cemetery. Like they digging all them folks up in Premier. They dig them bodies up. Them bodies wasn't prayed for. They was killed and buried. For them spirit is roaming. Them spirit is roaming. Trying to get somebody that can talk to them. They can tell their loved ones what happened. That's what happened, I say. So now, if you know what's happening, I just want to let you know that's what's going on. Halloween ain't nothing to play with. Somebody, you're gonna get caught up. Can't no doctor, no hospital. You got to go to a spiritual person to take that demon and that spirit off of you and your children. Because so many people is practicing witchcraft. They practicing murder. They practicing killing. And all that stuff is in the astro. The storms and the floods that come to clean up. Thank the flood did generational curses, generational murder been going on. So the ancestors come to clear that stuff up. You know, I was with Mr. White a couple of years ago. We talked about what's going on in Washington, what's going on with Trump, and we prayed. We agreed that God would bring it to the open. I think we did that 3 years ago. It's out, and the rest of it ain't out. More of it coming out. So you got to understand, the devil tools is alcohol, drugs, and murder. That's his tool. But you got to go and go with faith. You got to have your ancestors because there's so much evil in the land. There's so much of murder and killing. Every time you pick the paper up, I seen a boy had a hamburger at McDonald's. Police shot it 5 or 10 times. Because the people got the spirit. They got the spirit of murder. You got to get in the Bible where you can stop the police killing you or anybody killing you. You got to go with the word of God. I'm trying to somebody. See, some of you don't believe that. And well, ain't nothing I can do. Yes, it is. Something you can do about it. But you got to work on it to make it work. And it'll work for you.
That I am your friend.
See, when God placed you on holy ground, land, you know, I was talking to Brother White, I had to tell Brother White, his people want his land, and they want to say he got dementia, the devil. But I rebuke them devils, Brother White, they didn't get nothing that God give you and your family. You know, people is low down there. I know one lady, they put in the hospital, my kid had dementia, come to find out the lady didn't have nothing. The daughters wanted her little money in our house. But they went and put her in the hospital. And I picked up the lady some money to try to help her out. But her daughter told the doctor she had dementia. And this happened in Nashville, Tennessee. See, people would try to take what's yours by any means necessary. So you got to know that you're standing on holy ground. You got to know that God gives you the way. Amen. The devil wants what you got. But you got to say, no, because I'm standing on holy ground and I got assignment. What is your assignment tonight? I say. And when your assignment comes, your mother, your grandmother, somebody that you don't even know nothing about will come and bring you your assignment. And I want to tell you, you are Native American. You're a traditional American. You ain't just got in. Your ancestors been in. And all the government owe, they owe you. They owe you reparation. And can't nobody, no state give it. It got to be given from the United States government, got to give it to you. Can't no county give it to you. That Detroit going to give it to me, Chicago, Everton. No. It's got to come from the federal government to the Indians, like they gave it to the Jews. They owe black folks reparations, and black folks ain't talking about reparations. And you ain't talking about the bed. You owe us. You owe our ancestors. So that's the important thing that you need to know, that they owe us. When they owe you, they got to pay you. Hello? So that's one of the things I want to say tonight. I say, as we cross over to our ancestors, they're going to bring more stuff. You're going to see more stuff. You're going to see stuff that's been hid. It's going to come out. And you say, I didn't know that. No, but Mother Nature giving it up. Can't hide no more because it's giving it up. You can't
this
hide.
This is a legacy to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to introduce tonight
in the spirit of
the Los Angeles area, all over this community, the interdenominational choir of Los Angeles in a medley of the works of the King. Hear ye.
God bless you.
Thank you. That's just what happened in church. Yeah, here's a good time. A good time. Please come on. A little baby. Yeah.